Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Nazir, Perik Tess, Mishnah Dalid. Koil, Sofik Negoyim, Batchile Tohar. Let's backtrack a little bit. This person wakes up in the morning, he sees, what could be a nega on his skin. He comes to the Kohen. The Kohen says, the way this looks like? Question mark. You're going to be locked up for a week or 2 weeks to see if other signs of a neg are going to develop that are going to force me to declare it tame. Now here we have Safik Negoy. What happened here? So the Matanura explains, one of the simonim of tuma is if the nega spread, started out smaller and it got bigger. And let's say two people came to a kohen. The kohen opens up his door, there are two people standing there. Both have shilas with a nega. One has a beheres, that's a some kind of something on his skin. It's the size of a gris. A gris is about the size of a bean. The other one has a beheres, the size of a sella, a coin of sella. That's bigger than a bean. Both are locked up. At the end of the week, the kohen looks at it and says, okay, now both are like a sella. That means by one of you, the nega spread. But it doesn't remember which one had the gris to start with and it now spread to a sella, or which one just had a sella. Now, for sure, one of them is tame. We don't know which one. Now, the kohen never said that they're tame. So, zok the Mishnah, kol safik negoyim batchila, to start with, tah. Actually, niskak l'tum, as long as the kohen never declared them tame. But once Mishnah niskak l'tum, once the kohen said they're tame, then sveik l'tum. Then, in the case of safik, that would be tame. Now, what's this case of Mishnah niskak l'tum, sveik l'tum? We have two people that came to a kohen. One has what could be a nega, we're not sure yet. There's something wrong on his skin. And it's the size of a gris. The other has one the size of a sella, larger. Kohen locks them both up for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, the kohen looks at it and says, ay, ay, ay. Both now have a nega, which is a sella plus, a little larger than a sella. In other words, it spread for both of them. Even the one that had a sella to start with now is larger than a sella. Kohen says, you're both tummy. Then, both are standing before the kohen. Kohen looks at it and says, it got smaller. When I saw the two of you beforehand, it was a sella plus, larger than a sella. Now they're both like a sella. Now, without getting into all the complicated halachis of negayim, hopefully we'll be learning mesachlis negayim eventually, as a shambli neder, but the din is that if the nega shrinks to its original size, the person's tar. That means all the spreading is gone. So what's the original size here? Originally, when they both came, one was the size of a gris, one was the size of a larger sella. Right? Then they both had more than a sella. Now, it's back down to a sella. So the one that started with a sella, he should be tar, because the spreading is gone. It went back down to the original size. The one that started with a gris, he's not tar yet. It has to get smaller. It has to get back to its original size. Once they're tummy, we're looking for how much it shrunk by. It has to shrink to where it started. So the fact that the gris person had a smaller one to start with is now a chumrah for him. Because it has to go all the way back down to where it started from. The one who started with a larger one, a sella, he's better off. Because for him, it only has to go back down to a sella. And we're not sure who originally had the gris and who had the sella. So here the din is, sveikai tame. If they were ready to declare tuma, I have to know for sure that they're tar. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Beshiva drachim boitken esazav. We're not talking about tsaras now, we're talking about tumas zav. We're not going to get into all the complicated halachis of a zav, but just what you need to know for this Mishnah. Zav means a certain tuma comes out of a person. The first time it happens, he has a very light level of tuma. The second time it happens, he becomes a zav. Now he's going to need 7 clean days before he can be mitar himself. The third time it happens, he's also going to need karbonis. The first time it happened, he gets that smaller level of tuma. It's not really called tuma zav, it's a different kind of tuma yet, but he's tummy to a certain extent. He's not a zav yet. The second time is what makes him a zav that needs 7 days. So if he comes to the rav and says, oi, oi, there was a second time. Am I a Zav? The Rav is going to say, wait, let me ask you some questions. Did you perhaps overeat foods like fatty meat, milk, cheese, eggs? Or did you drink old wine? Did you carry something heavy? Did you jump? Or maybe there's a general sickness that may have caused this. Did you see something or did you think about certain things? Because if one of these things happened, you don't go up to the Tumah Vazav. That's the halacha. We don't ask these questions the first time. We don't ask these questions the third time. We do ask it the second time where he crosses into the threshold of being a Zav. Zok the Mishnah, b'shiva drachim, boitken es hazav. There are seven different ways that we have to check the Zav when he comes and says it happened a second time. And that's only anshalei niskak l'ziva. He wasn't yet declared a Zav. The first time doesn't make him a Zav. A Zav is much more chumridik at types of tumis, metam and mishkav and moishav. Like we said, he needs seven clean days. So when this person comes and says it happened a second time, the Rav is going to see, b'maychol, did he eat foods, fatty foods, like we said before, milk, cheese, eggs, old wine, or stami ate too much, b'mishta, did he drink? He drink old wine, b'masa, maybe he carried something heavier, b'kvitsa, maybe he jumped, u'b'choyli, maybe he was sick with another sickness, not related particularly to this inyan of Ziva, but that schwacht him up. Ubamara, maybe he saw something which could have caused this Ziva Behira, or he thought about certain things. If he says yes to one of these seven things, again, before he sees the second time, we say, okay, so you're not a Zav. But if he already saw the second time, and we declared him a Zav, and now the question is, but I saw a third time, do I have to bring Karbanis? Mishan Nisknak was Ziva, once he was declared a Zav, ain't Baikunai, so we don't ask him these questions because it's not Nugeya. Because once he became a Zav, meaning to say, he's coming to ask us about the third time. So Unsa, even if it came out through an oinus because of one of these things, Usveikoi v'shechvazari, or it could be this third time it came out with something else, whatever it is, it's not going to help him. Tmein, we're going to assume he's Tamei. Shereglayim l'davar. Because once again, literally the matter has legs to stand on. He's already a confirmed Zav. So the question is, we go to the next step where he would require karbonos. Yeah. And that's another example. A third example, says the Mishnah, is hamakas chaved, if someone hit another person, vamdu, and they estimated lemisa oive, that the injuries were so bad, it would lead to him dying. Then v'heikol mimashahoye, then he got better. They said, no, looks like he's going to live. But le'acha mikan hichbit, afterwards, oive, it got worse, v'meis, and he passed away. Chayiv, the one who hit him, is chayiv misa. Reb Nechemia says potter. No, the one who hit him is potter. Shereglayim l'davar. We have legs to stand on. The defense is that he didn't die because of the zets that the person gave him. Obviously, he recovered to the point that they thought he would live, so something else must have happened afterwards. But the halacha is not like Reb Nechemia here. So, chazing over our Mishnah, basically our Mishnah told us about Negoyim, it told us about the Zav, and about this person, whether he's Chayv Misa or not. In all three cases, the reason the Mishnah is talking about it is because it's based on Reglayim L'davar. If he was never declared a Mitzayri yet, and there's a Safik, he's Tahar. Once we determine that he's a Mitzayri, but we have to see now if it got better, if he was healed, and we have a Safik, no. Here he's Tamei. Second halacha, we said in order for a person to become a Zav, he would have to see a second time. In that second time, before we declare him a Zav, we're going to ask him the seven questions. Did you overeat? Eat the wrong foods? Drink, carry, jump. There's another sickness. Saw something, thought about something. If he says yes, oh, so that's what caused it, so you're not a Zav. But once we determine that he is a Zav, because he answers no to all those seven questions, and now he sees a third time would make him a notch higher in the level of Zav. He would need karbonis. But over here, we don't ask any questions anymore. Once he was determined a Zav, even if he's going to say, but it came because of these other things, it doesn't make a difference. And the third case in the Mishnah was that if someone strikes a friend, hamakets chaveiro, and they thought he's going to die from it, so assuming it was b'mezid and b'hasra, he's chayiv misa. But afterwards, he got better. They thought he's going to live. And then Nabuchi fell back, and Itaka passed away. The first time it says, look, the person that hit him is chayiv, and the Chemia says, no, he's potter. Something else must have gotten in the way, because you see that we assumed he was recovering before he relapsed. So the person that originally hit him should not be chayiv. But we said that the halacha is not like Ben Nechemia.